Alibaba's founder and chairman Jack Ma, or Ma Yun, is a man of enormous success with an incredible amount of self-confidence. If you have checked him out in the Michael Jackson impersonator performance...
I think I caught a glimpse of that, and it was quite fun.
And yes, you just don't necessarily get these kind of business leaders very often here in China. Over the span of 19 years, Jack Ma has built Alibaba Group from an apartment startup to one of the world's largest e-commerce conglomerates, with a market cap of over $400 billion. Jack Ma has recently announced that he's stepping down as chairman of Alibaba Group until actually next year, and focus on philanthropy in education. So let's look at the facts first and possibly speculate what Mr. Jack Ma is going to do.
Well, Jack Ma made the announcement on September the 10th, Teachers' Day, that he was going to step down as executive chairman of Alibaba Group on September the 10th, 2019. So 1 year later, he will step down. So there's a roadmap. He will step down, and after his retirement from Alibaba, he will do teaching and philanthropy kind of business. And he said he has carefully prepared the company's transition plan for 10 years. And Alibaba has, on the basis of the new partner mechanism, formed a unique culture and a successor system guided by mission-driven values. Well, I think I believe him, because I remember back in 2013, he made news, made headline, by announcing that he was going to step down from the CEO position. And after that, he stayed in the business for a long time, for another 5 years, working as... Well, if you follow the news, I think he often worked as ambassador of China, trying to speak to U.S. or other businessmen in other countries to sort of help promote the development of small and medium businesses. If you follow him closely, you'll realize that on every occasion he appeared, he would talk about his mission or his mandate to help small and medium business people.
Yeah, and there's an inside joke coming from the Alibaba Group that apparently, it could be hearsay, but apparently Jack Ma once said that if it's a deal that is less than 20 million Chinese yuan, then don't bother with me with it. So, yeah, I wish I could say that one day, but that doesn't seem to be possible, according to my earnings stream so far. But for Tony, like, when you look at this, do you think about this?
When I first heard the news, I was shocked. I actually thought it was fake news. I didn't think it was real, but... After I read a little bit more, I realized that it's actually happening. And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. On one side, I was like, there's no way this is happening. I mean, he's the front man of China's most successful businessman. Why would anyone walk away from that limelight? But on the other side, I feel that, it's tough. It must be tough to be in the limelight and constantly be in competition and on your toes with other, different companies that want the spot. So I think taking a step down to pursue something that you really, really love doing is, it's a bit of a breath of air. And I really think that it's a good idea.
No, I don't think, I'm not sure the logic would check up, but I think it makes sense for him to step down as the chairman or as the leader of the Alibaba Group. Because if you really love a child of yours, I mean, there's a story from ancient China that if you love your kid, you plan ahead a very, very long for them. So if Alibaba really cherishes, Jack Ma really cherishes Alibaba, the company, then he will plan ahead. And by planning ahead, I mean he should set up a sound system for management and make sure that talents can grow and prosper within the system. And unless he finds a solution or find a way out for himself or for other that's going to follow in his footsteps, there's no guarantee that new leadership or new talents will find a position in the management.
That's really interesting and certainly something that I think mega companies with these charismatic founders and leaders will need to face at some point. And it's been... very much discussed issue here in China for quite some time as well. When you look at the really famous nationwide household names of companies, a lot of the founders are actually much older than Mr. Jack Ma, but finding it rather difficult in finding a suitable successor. And also, when the company is built in a way that transition could happen smoothly. And what comes to mind would be Ren Zhengfei. He is the founder and CEO of Huawei, and he's 74 already. The man doesn't seem to be slowing down in any way, but I'm sure he's thinking about the next step. But when you have such a huge company, how do you prep it feeling comfortable and correct as you hand on the baton is a huge issue. And also Zong Qingho, he is the founder of Wahaha Group, and that's a huge Chinese company as well. The man is in his 70s, but while still looking for someone to fill in the big shoes, I suppose. Yeah, so in light of this situation, what do you think is maybe unique or special to Alibaba that Jack Ma feels like he can now just step down and feeling comfortable in doing that?
I'm going to say he has had experience teaching. I mean, before he founded Alibaba, he was an English teacher in Hangzhou. And he was, even when he worked for Alibaba, he was committed to education, that kind of thing. So according to that announcement, after stepping down, Ma will be more committed to education, poverty alleviation, environmental protection, and public welfare. So education has always been a part of his education or part of his genes. Perhaps I can totally imagine him trying to coach younger leaders within the company, within the hierarchy. And also, I think Ma Yun, Jack Ma, what's special about him is he's really strategic in his vision. If you compare Alibaba to other technology giants in this country, or Baidu or Tencent, from where I look at it, I believe Tencent is still banking on young users who are into games. And I heard news that they are running into some kind of problems now that we have more stringent policies upon the gaming industry. Whereas Baidu, well, they have continuously shown a track record of, not being exactly trustworthy when it comes to the search results of their search engine, Baidu. So whereas Alibaba, the reason why I prefer Alibaba is that I can see how it is building its empire on solid ground, in the sense that if you compare both Tencent and Alibaba, they have payment methods, whereas Alipay, they seem to have a stronger financial fingerprint. I mean, it's possible for you to send money to your friend and get a certificate back from your friend. It's official. And Alibaba has been trying to build a credit system, I think one form of credit system existed within China's banking system, but not across the society. So I can see how, what an honorable thing that company is trying to do. And also poverty alleviation, that kind of thing, and education, I think is very, very important.
I feel that, I mean, as a teacher, I taught English for about 5 years, and I think Jack Ma's story is very inspirational. And I think someone who can start as an instructor and then go to start a huge corporation like Alibaba, there's a lot of professional skills that you're going to learn in this process. And when you are able to devise something of this scale, I believe that those skills stay with you. And even though he's stepping down from Alibaba, I believe that he's going to take those skills with him to the educational sector. And, you know, teaching English all over the world is a relatively lucrative profession and industry. And I feel that he's going to take that, his ability and his charisma and his vision, into English teaching. And we could possibly see some perhaps a different type of teaching business headed by Jack Ma.
Well, is that how you interpret his commitment to education? Well, for someone who's among China's richest men with a net worth estimated by Forbes at $36.6 billion, you would think he would have much bigger ambitions than just teaching English to people across the country or around the world. Because let's face it, he was already leading in China's online retailing industry. And by comparison, I think English teaching or tutoring is a much, much smaller industry. I don't see the point why he would retire from a more challenging job to do something that's much, much smaller scale. I could totally see, because if you know what his profile name is on Weibo, is that he considered himself a spokesperson for rural teachers. So I think this relates to education and also philanthropy. I can see how he could continue his career in this regard, because that way is going to do like a huge bit to corporate social responsibility, and it's going to be a huge boost to his public profile. And that's going to, it's not like even after his retirement from the board of directors or direct from the board of chairman in Alibaba, it's not like he's going to cut off from the company. I mean, even with his high profile earned from doing philanthropy and education, he's going to be able to benefit the company furthermore.
Well, you make a really good point, Lai Ming. But what I'm trying to say in terms of his direction, he doesn't need to stop at teaching English per se, but he could just go into education in general. Pearson is one of the top educational companies in the world. I mean, he could do something where he could create, you know, books and even Chinese language instruction all over the world, since this is, you know, a market that's growing in all nations of the world right now. So, I mean, he could do something where he could expand and bring China to other nations by using education.
Along the same route, I'm thinking perhaps, or maybe education in business management. I mean, he has devoted his entire life at Alibaba in helping small and medium businesses. And the one thing we know about small and medium businesses is perhaps they don't necessarily have the best talent in management. And the other thing we know about business management schools in China is that they have been turned into more like a socializing opportunity or mingling opportunities for people who are already in the business. Namely, people apply to study business management for the sake of meeting other people who are in the same industry, or hopefully they can get socialized and try and help out each other. And not really a lot of effort is devoted into really teaching business management. I can see perhaps if Jack Ma is willing to divert more efforts in this regard, it's going to benefit the country. It's going to benefit small and medium business leaders in this country.
Yeah, and that's, I think it's safe to say that Chinese people have great hope in whatever he's going to do next, because, I mean, the expectation is high.
He's got good track record.
Yeah, and absolutely. People are sort of expecting him to revamp the education and philanthropy, or the other way around, or in this future area that he seems to going to devote his energy to.
Well, with his capability, I really feel that he can go really in any area in education and have the trust of everyone because of what he was able to do with Alibaba and all over the world. He's a household name. A lot of people know of him in the United States. If he was to do anything in education, whether it's creating programs for people to learn online or to set up workshops for business communication, I think he'll be successful at it.
Well, there's certainly plenty of things that the man can venture into. And what's quite, I suppose, fresh to Chinese people at this point is, for the last 40 years since China's opening up, and then gradually we saw this emerging class of, well, the middle class, and of course the emerging and also a smaller class of super wealthy people. And Jack Ma, to some extent, seems to be the face of it. But what he's done as something avant-garde here is he's actively stepping down when he's only in his early 50s, and he's saying that he wants to devote his time to philanthropy. And, well, this is not, I suppose, something new for maybe America, when you have Bill Gates, who stepped down, he was 53 and started the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation, and, you know, devoting his time and money to charity causes. And now with Jack Ma's announcement, what do you think this means for the business world here in China? Is it sort of like a harbinger that something's changing here? What do you think is the effect of that?
Actually, there are other businessmen who may have retired from their previous career and devote their life or their resources into philanthropy. And I think the first immediate example we can think of is Li Lianjie, or Jet Li, the film star who made it to Hollywood.
Love Jet Li.
Those action films. And he's been working on Yi Ji Jing. I can't remember the English name of it. It's just a foundation to help charity, to do charity work. And there's this other businessman that I know of is the guy who founded Fuyao Glass, auto glass company. For some reason, the name just eludes me. I can't remember the name, but he's been working. He has his own foundation and helping charity foundation as well. He's been working, so it's nothing new. But I do think for Chinese businessmen to sort of devote their resources into philanthropy is different from businessmen in the US, because from a cynical point of view, there are stories saying that one of the major reasons why businessmen in the US they go into philanthropy is because tax heritage or inheritance tax. So not a lot of resources that they have accumulated in their lifetime can end up in the hands of their offsprings, so they might as well just do something for the general public. And also there are studies showing that many philanthropists in the US they are believers of the Christian value.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm not sure about Jack Ma. I think he practiced Tai Chi, so perhaps he's being inspired by Taoist ideas somewhat to some extent. So there's a difference here.
Well, looking at the glass half full, so to speak, I feel that I want to feel that people at this level receive a lot of things in life that a lot of people strive their whole life to get. They're definitely able to accomplish, and they've received a sense of happiness that a lot of people are still striving to achieve. And at this level, I feel that a lot of people have this need to give back and to help people around them, to kind of spread some of their happiness to other people. And that a lot of foundations come up to help these individuals who are less fortunate in other parts of the world. So you see a lot of that back home. For example, like Oprah, she had a foundation to where she went to Africa and helped a lot of people there as well. So I tend to see this a lot with people who have reached a certain level in society.
Yeah, I suppose to some point, of course, not everybody's the same on this, but when when wealth and assets just becomes adding more zeros to a bank account, then of course some people will turn the other way, but some people would want to give back to society and also look back into your roots and see what lives of other people be made better because of you.
It's important to stay grateful to what you've accumulated, even though perhaps a lot of the resources you've accumulated have been thanks to your talent and your intelligence. But still, if you look at the vast number of people who didn't make it, you know that perhaps there are plenty of reasons why you made it yourself, and perhaps there are people you should be thankful for.
Yeah, and I'm sure in the future there will be other topics of discussion that involve Alibaba Group that we'll have on Roundtable. It's just very interesting a time to see all of this change that's happening in society, and also what's next for the Alibaba Group. Yes, you're listening to Roundtable.